is God's message for today with the title New.
Let us turn to the Lord as we prepare to hear His word.
Let's
pray together. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
We
thank you for all that you bring to our lives. Especially your Son.
And
we ask now as we come to you, as you come to us, that, Lord, we would hear from you. Thank you for the privilege of your presence. Open our ears. Lord, make our hearts obedient to you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Today is Chinese New Year.
今日是農曆新年.
You know, it's unusual to have all of these major holidays fall on Sunday.
這不是一個普遍的事情, 有這麼多特別的節日呢, 都是在星期日。
Christmas on Sunday.
我們聖誕節是在星期日。
New Year's.
新年是星期日。
And now Chinese New Year.
現在農曆新年都是在星期日。
You know, and Chinese New Year.
農曆新年。
You know that Lunar New Year is really special for us Asians.
中國人的新年，農曆新年對於中國人來講是一個特別的一天。
It's one of the most important days for the Chinese.
對於中國人來講，可能呢個係最重要嘅一天。
And it carries with it many traditions.
而帶嚟嘅亦都有好多嘅傳統。
I don't know how many you remember when you were little.
唔知有幾多人記得當你年幼嘅時候。
It was one of my favorite holidays.
呢個係我最中意嘅一個節日。
Because you get to have all this wonderful food prepared for you.
因為有好多嘅美食。
And so I would look forward to all those dumplings and sweet things that my mother would prepare.
咁我就好期待著我媽媽做嘅好多嘅小點同埋好多嘅食物。
And I especially look forward to getting those red envelopes.
咁特別呢係收利是啦。
I mean, what kid would not want to have money?
有邊個小孩子唔想得到一啲錢呢?
Because when you're little, that's my only source of income.
因為當我小的時候呢,是我唯一收入的方式。
And so I look forward to that day.
所以我日日好期待著嗰一天嘅。
I would spend so much time counting my money.
我就用好多時間呢去睇下我有幾多錢。
You know, that's a fun time.
呢個係開心嘅時間。
Now as you get older,
但係當你長大嘅時候,
goes away.
呢啲呢都會慢慢嘅消逝。
Consider getting money, I have to give money.
因為唔係收利是,我要派利是。
And so it changes somewhat.
所以是有些轉變啊。
But, you know, so many traditions that we know are following.
我們去跟了很多很多的傳統。
And as a child, I used to ask my parents.
我年幼的時候,我都會問我的父母,
Why are we doing this?
為什麼我們要這樣做啊?
And they would say,
他們就會說,
Because.
因為,
that's what we do, this is tradition.
因為這個就是傳統咯, 所以要做咯。
They really didn't understand why. But these traditions,
但是這些傳統,
if we understand, were born out of myth and fear.
其實這些傳統是哪裡來的呢? 就是在恐懼或者是神話裡面來的。
It began with this idea of the fear of the mystical beef, Nin.
就是對於這個年獸有一個恐懼。
And that this beast would appear at the end of a year and attack the villages.
這個年獸就會在年中出現, 來到去攻擊這些村民。
And they would, you know, attack and kill the villagers.
他們會殺害這些村民。
And so they thought, how do we stop this?
他們就想,怎麼可以去阻止他呢?
So they thought, well, loud noises.
他們想到要做很多聲音出來,大聲。
And bright lights.
一些很光的亮光,
would drive away this beast.
將這個年獸趕去。
And therefore we have playing with the firecrackers and the lanterns.
所以我們就有燈籠和有炮仗咯。
And red envelopes filled with money.
一些紅色的紅包叫利是,
was born out of superstition.
係充滿金錢嘅，點解咧？就亦都迷信嚟到嘅。
Because it would bring good luck and prosperity.
因為呢一個會帶嚟好運，帶嚟財富。
And you know the dragon dances they have?
仲有呢個舞龍。
Because they thought that we are descendants from dragons.
點解？因為我哋係龍的傳人。
And that you know that was good fortune to be a descendant from the dragons.
做龍的傳人咧，呢個係一個好嘅運氣。
Because the dragon would represent good luck.
因為呢一條龍代表咧。好運
and a good fortune,
亦都係豐盛
and also the dragon would be able to scare away evil.
而呢一條龍咧，亦都可以趕走一啲嘅邪惡
And you know how during New Year's you have this large festive meals all the time.
咁新年咧，亦都會有好大嘅食一餐好大嘅飯
Why? Because it represented good fortune.
點解啊？呢個亦都係代表帶嚟好運。
And the idea of having a prosperous year coming.
去等著一個豐收嘅一年要嚟到。
And do you clean your house at the end of the year?
咁你會唔會喺過新年之前大掃除咧？
And some people shaking their heads, they don't clean the house anymore.
有啲人擰頭啊，因為佢哋都唔會啦。
But you know, the idea was to sweep away, you got to sweep everything out of the house.All the evil that might have been there from last year.
個意思係咩？係將所有啲唔好嘅嘢，舊年留下嚟邪惡嘅嘢，全部掃出去。
So that you clean the house, preparing for the good luck that would come the coming year.
咁你掃乾淨曬咧，就預備迎接新一年所帶嚟嘅好運。
Now we might follow a lot of these traditions.
或者我哋會跟好多呢啲嘅傳統。
But many of us, most of us, don't really believe any of it.
我哋好多嘅人或者多数嘅人都唔会再相信呢啲嘅嘢。
We don't even understand it all.
我哋亦都唔会完全嘅明白。
But we still follow many of these traditions.
但系我哋都亦都会跟住去做好多嘅传统。
And yet we might need to think back a little bit.
或者我哋要去回想一下。
And examine ourselves.
或者去反省一下。
Because yet there might still be some deep-seated, ingrained.Hold on these superstitions upon our lives.
喺我哋生命裏邊有冇仲有冇呢一啲嘅迷信喺我哋心裏邊係扎咗一個好深嘅根咧
？Many would not even think of not observing some of these traditions.
有啲人想都唔敢想話唔去守呢啲傳統。
I see a lot of people wearing red.
我見到有好多人著紅色。
I mean.We do it just because it's nice and bright.
我哋著紅色因為係好睇啊嘛。
Do everyone have a year-end dinner?
有冇人食團年飯啊
？How many of us are preparing for the New Year dinner?
有邊個又準備開年飯呢
？You know, some of these traditions take hold of our lives.
有時呢啲嘅傳統就掌握緊我哋嘅生命。
We might not even understand why.
或者我哋都唔明白點解。
And it's amazing how appropriate this passage in Mark is for us today.
但係好奇妙嘅，今日嘅經文實在係對於我哋嚟講好有用嘅。
Jesus encounters a similar situation in this passage in Mark.
因為喺馬可福音呢段嘅經文，耶穌面對嘅一都係一個同樣嘅境況。
As we see, therefore, the disciples of John the Baptist and the disciples of the Pharisees.
我哋睇到。施洗約翰同埋法利賽人嘅門徒。
Now it's odd that you see both of them sort of together.
你見到佢哋喺一齊嘅。
Because they were basically enemies of one another.
因為其實佢哋係彼此對敵嘅。
The Pharisees hated John the Baptist.
法利賽人佢哋唔中意施洗約翰。
But it tells us that both these disciples were fasting.
但係呢度講到呢兩班嘅門徒，佢哋都喺度禁食。
Now it was understandable why the disciples of John the Baptist would be fasting.
我哋可以明白到點解施洗約翰嘅門徒要禁食咧
？Because John the Baptist was in prison.
因為施洗約翰被監禁。
And so they could be fasting as a sign of humility and relying upon the Lord for John the Baptist.
咁施洗約翰嘅門徒佢哋去禁食，係去表達佢哋謙卑嘅等候神去釋放約翰。
But the disciples of the Pharisees, they were fasting also.
但係法利賽人嘅門徒，佢哋亦都係喺度禁食。
But they had a different reason for fasting.
但係佢哋禁食嘅原因係唔同嘅。
You know, they were following a tradition set up by the Pharisees.
佢哋係根 住法利賽人所設立的傳統。
Because the Pharisees would fast on a regular basis.
因為法利賽人呢係會定期嘅嚟到禁食。
You know, the Bible only required that you fast one day a year.
但係聖經嘅要求，一年裏面只係有一日你需要禁食。
In Leviticus chapter 23.
就喺利未記嘅二十三章。
It says, now on the 10th day of this 7th month of the Day of Atonement, it shall be for you a time of holy convocation, and you shall afflict yourselves and present a food offering to the Lord.
七月初十是赎罪日，你们要守为圣会，并要刻苦己心，也要将火祭献给耶和华。
The call for the people to afflict themselves.
咩叫做刻苦己心呢?
Was for them to fast and present food for God.
就是要他们的去禁食，将食物献过给神。
And so the fasting for that one day of the atonement,
就是在赎罪日那一天他们要禁食。
Was to show one's brokenness before God.
就是去表达一个人在神面前的破碎。
As they would therefore repent of their sins.
以致他们在罪里面来悔改。
And they would call upon the, show forth their need for the mercy of God upon their lives.
亦都让他表达他们需要神在他们生命里面彰显神的慈爱和怜悯。
So the Pharisees,
法利赛人,
they began with this commandment of God.
他们起手就是跟着神这个的诫命。
And what Pharisees would normally do,
但是他们做法利赛人一般会做的事。
They sort of added a whole bunch of things to it.
他就是加了很多其他东西上去。
So they began to add more days of fasting.
他们就加了更多的日子要禁食。
And they would end up sometimes they would fast several days of a week.
甚至乎在一个星期里面他们会禁食几日。
Because they want to show that they were pious.
他们想让人知道他们是虔诚的。
That they were holy men.
他们是诚信的人。
And it was for them a show to the people.
也都是要给人看到。
It wasn't in obedience to God.
这个不是因为他们信服神。
It wasn't even for the intent that God intended.
也都不是神的原意。
It was for their own purpose.
这个是为着他们自己的目的。
And so, as we see here now, as the Pharisees and the disciples of the Pharisees and disciples of John were together fasting.
现在我们就看到约翰的门徒和法利赛人的门徒，他们一起在禁食。
And they saw this as the Pharisees saw this as an opening for them.
法利赛人就觉得这个是个机会了。
That they can gather support for their position.
他们能够得到人的支持。
Their position against Jesus.
就是这个支持他们去敌挡耶稣。
So they would use this old tradition that they had made up.
他们就用这个旧的传统是他们所设立的。
And where other people were doing the same.
其他人就跟着做了。
And they would use that to attack Jesus.
他们就用这个方式去攻击耶稣。
To bring him into disrepute and to discredit him.
他们就在那里毁谤耶稣，批评耶稣。
So that requirement of God of one day a year was now being used against Jesus.
神所要求的是一年一次的禁食，现在他们用这个的方式，用这个借口来攻击耶稣。
And you can see how this tradition was blindly followed by the people.
我们也可以看到人是怎样麻木的去跟随这个传统。
Even though they truly didn't understand it.
就算他们实在的是不明白。
These traditions, superstitions can get a grip upon our hearts.
这些的传统，这些的迷信，实在可以掌握我们的生命，我们的心。
And challenges our lives.
也都在我们生命里面作为一个挑战。
It challenges us on our truly trust upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
去挑战我们是不是实在的去信靠主耶稣基督。
You know, sure, it's okay to follow old traditions.
没错，去跟随一些旧的传统
是可行的。Because they look like fun, and it's You know, it's harmless in some sense.
似乎是无害的，亦都是好玩的。
But do they have a grip upon the meaning of your lives.
但係呢啲嘢有冇掌握你生命嘅意義咧？
The Pharisees tried to say Jesus and his disciples did not follow tradition.
法利賽人就話耶穌同佢嘅門徒冇跟住傳統。
They were trying to impose upon their traditions upon the lives of Jesus and his followers.
佢哋要強加佢哋嘅傳統喺耶穌同埋跟隨耶穌嘅人身上。
They were trying to claim some superiority or some authority over Jesus.
佢哋要將佢哋自己嘅超越同佢哋嘅權柄擺喺耶穌之上。
And we see here, therefore, but Jesus does not fall into a cleverly devised scheme here.
但我哋同時亦都睇到耶穌冇墮落呢個巧妙嘅計謀裏邊。
And instead, he introduces a new understanding of who he is and what's his purpose.
但係耶穌所帶俾佢哋嘅係讓佢哋有對耶穌同埋耶穌係邊一位有一個新嘅認識。
And so Jesus presents himself now as the bridegroom at a wedding feast.
耶稣现在去介绍自己嘅成为一个婚宴里边嘅新郎。
And when you, if we've been to weddings,
我哋亦都去过婚礼啦。
Wedding feasts are designed for rejoicing and celebration.
一个婚宴系有一个嘅喜乐，一个嘅庆祝。
And a lot of eating and drinking.
有好多嘅吃喝。
It is not a time for fasting.
唔係一個禁食嘅時間。
And so, how can the Jesus' disciples fast when he, the Lord God Almighty, is in their presence?
所以當呢一個嘅全能嘅主喺呢個門徒嘅當中，呢啲門徒點可以禁食咧
？They are not to fast.
佢哋唔會禁食嘅。
They are to celebrate.
佢哋係要去慶祝。
Because the Lord is in their midst, He's with them.
因為主與佢哋同在。
And so, as He's introducing Himself in this perspective for the Pharisees to begin to understand,
當耶穌用呢一個角色去介紹自己嘅時候，呢啲法利賽人就開始明白。
The bridegroom is important in a wedding feast.
喺一個婚宴裏邊，呢個新郎係好重要嘅。
The bridegroom is to be honored.
呢個新郎係要被尊重。
And be welcomed.
被欢迎的。
And so as he points out this to the Pharisees,
当耶稣指出呢一点，让啲法利赛人睇到嘅时候
，he also discloses something very important about his purpose.
佢亦都系彰显咗一个好重要嘅目的。
He says that he will be taken away.
佢话佢会被取去。
He is pointing to his crucifixion.
喺呢度佢要指出佢要被钉十字架。
So early in his ministry.
所以喺佢嘅事工好起初嘅时候。
He's pointing out to the purpose that he came to this world.
佢已经系表明咗佢嚟到呢个世界嘅目的。
And he just doesn't just say that he will go away.
佢唔系话我会走开啊。
He says he will be taken away.
佢话佢会被拿开。
And it points to the fact that how he will be taken by the people.
呢度系指出佢会被人捉去。
That he will be facing violence upon his life.
喺佢嘅生命里边，佢要面对暴力。
So that he now wants to begin to help them to understand.
现在佢要帮助佢哋去明白。
That he is here for that purpose.
佢嚟到嘅目的就系咁样。
He understands clearly his purpose.
佢好清楚嘅知道佢嘅目的系乜嘢。
He has come to be sacrificed.
是来到要牺牲,
to meet the requirements of God.
去达到神的要求,
for the forgiveness of sin.
就是这个赦罪的要求,
that there is no forgiveness without the shedding of blood.
血不流, 不能赦罪,
and Jesus would pay for all the sins of man.
而基督耶稣就要还上所有人的罪债,
that his blood would be shed, his sinless blood would be shed.
他这个无罪的血要流出来。
That he is the grace of God.
他就是神的恩典。
Granting mercy to us who deserve God's wrath.
当我们配得神的愤怒的时候，他就是施怜悯。
The wrath that is due us because of our sins.
为什么我们得着这个愤怒是因为我们的罪。
He would pay with his own life on the cross.
他就是在十字架还上他的生命。
So when Jesus will be taken away from their presence,
当耶稣要在众人当中被拿去的时候，
Jesus, then they will mourn and fast.
他就说那阵时他们就会哀伤的禁食。
And as Jesus gives us this understanding of who he is,
当耶稣让我们，当我们明白耶稣是哪一位，帮我们明白耶稣是哪一位的时候，
Now he continues with this allegory.
他就继续用这个比喻。
With this example, illustration of the cloth and the wineskin.
就是这一块的布和这个皮袋。
Now, as you read this, you might wonder how these two connected.
当你读的时候，你可以，可能你会怀疑这两样东西是怎样相连的呢？
And it might be puzzling to the hearers at that time.
或者听到的人也都会不明白。
And even as we read it, you might find it hard to understand.
就算我们读，我们都觉得很难明白。
Now, Jesus then begins to bring us the context into for our understanding.
耶稣现在就去解释，让我们能够明白。
So this old cloth and this old wineskin,
这个旧的布和这个旧的皮袋
refers to the old traditions such as fasting.
是预表了一些旧的传统，例如就是禁食了。
Old cloths,
旧布。
And I don't know how many of you sew here.
不知有几多人呢？你哋系识得做裁缝嘅。
But the picture for us to see is you have an old garment.
咁我哋一幅图画就系我哋有一件嘅旧衫。
And you know, there's a hole in it, and you need to patch it.
呢件旧衫穿咗个窿，你而家要补个窿。
So you cut out a piece of the old garment and cut out a piece of the new one to match.
你就剪一块旧布，又剪一块嘅新布。
And you sew it together.
咁你将佢联起嚟。
You sew it nice and tight.
联得好密嘅。
So that it fills the old garment up.
咁咧就联咗喺呢件旧衫上边。
Now imagine what would happen when you wash this.
咁你而家试想下，如果你洗呢件衫嘅时候，有咩事发生咧？
The old garment has been worn out and shrunken many times.
这件旧的衣服已经被洗很多次了，已经是缩过水了。
But the new garment, piece of garment,
但是这一块新的布呢，
hasn't shrunk yet.
还没缩水的。
So when it's washed and it shrinks, guess what
happens? 如果你洗的时候它缩水，那会怎么
呢？ It will rip the garment.
它会整烂件衣服。
And therefore you have a bigger problem than when you started.
那么问题呢，就会比之前更加大了。
The garment is destroyed.
这件衫整烂咗啦。
And the idea of the new wine.
咁呢个新嘅酒嘅意思系咩？
An old wine skin.
喺一个旧嘅皮袋。
See, the new wine will continue to ferment.
新嘅酒会继续嘅发酵。
So if you fill the wine skin with the new wine.
咁如果你将一个旧嘅皮袋倒呢啲新酒入去，
it continues to ferment.
呢啲新嘅酒会继续嘅发酵。
Therefore, what happens is that it most likely will burst the old wineskin.
咁会发生嘅情况就系会呢啲新嘅酒会拿烂咗呢个旧嘅皮袋。
And what you're left with, therefore, is ruined wine and ruined wineskin.
咁你所剩落嚟嘅就系一啲坏咗嘅酒，一个烂嘅皮袋。
In other words, the new and the old cannot coincide together.
意思就系话呢啲新嘅同旧嘅唔能够混合。
And so Jesus, being the bridegroom at the wedding feast,
耶稣就是这个婚宴的新郎，
is telling us he's bringing something new.
他在这告诉我们，他是带来一些新的事，
something completely new.
是完全的新。
It is a totally different message.
是一个完全不同的信息，
than the old way of doing things.
跟这个旧的做事的方法完全不同的。
He's bringing with him this new message of grace.
他就是带来这个新的信息，一个恩典的信息。
The unmerited favor of God.
就是我们不值得神。
For the forgiveness of sin.
不值得神的慈爱去得着罪得赦免。
The message strictly relying upon the act of Christ.
而这个信息就是唯独依靠基督的工作。
It is a complete break from the traditions of man.
And
all of man-made requirements.
And
it is give presenting a better and clearer understanding of the heart of God.
The
whole intent of God's law.
Because
the law was the highlight, not the work of man. It was not man able to meet the requirements of God.
Because
man could never ever meet the requirements of God.
因为人是永远没办法,
because God says, be holy as I am holy.
没办法满足到神的要求, 因为神说, 你要圣洁, 因为我是圣洁的。
Any holy people in our midst?
在我们当中有没有圣洁的人呢?
And God says, none of us could ever meet that requirement.
神说没有一个人能够达到他的标准。
But God was providing a new way.
但是神就开一条新的路。
To be reconciled to God Himself.
The
God whom we have sinned against time and time again.
And
so this message of grace finds expression in Jesus Christ.
And
Jesus says, I am now with them.
耶稣说,
the new cloth and the new wine.
这个新的布,
was Jesus in his fullness.
就是在主耶稣基督的丰盛里面。
And this gospel of grace that comes with Jesus
而这个恩典的福音就是从主耶稣来。
Can never fit into the old traditions of the Pharisees and of man.
是不可能融入这些旧的传统, 融入法利赛人的规条。
The two are not compatible.
因为这两样东西不能够吻合。
The old cannot accomplish what only the new could do.
这个旧的不能够成就,
see, the Pharisees and their man-made rules
这些法利赛人和人所设立的规条,
was an expression of legalism.
是表达一些的律法主义。
It was a religious wall they built around themselves.
这个是一个宗教的围墙, 他们起出来的,
to protect themselves.
去维护自己。
They believe that if they kept within the walls,
他们相信如果是留在这埲墙的里面,
within the rules of God,
在神的, 法例里面,
they would think that God would therefore keep his covenant with them.
他们以为这样神就会和他们守约。
In reality,
但是实在来讲,
the religion of the Pharisees
法利赛人的信仰的宗教,
was a religion that depended upon their own contributions into their own salvation.
是一个靠着自己的努力而得回来的救恩。
That they could do what God required so they could save themselves.
他们的看法是, 他们能够达到神所要求的, 他们就可以自我拯救。
But the gospel of Jesus Christ,
但是主耶稣基督的福音,
with that salvation depends solely upon the mercy and grace of God.
救恩唯独依靠神的
Salvation begins and ends with God.
救恩从神开始, 也从神来结束,
and no other.
没另外的方法。
So, like the new cloth and the new wine,
就好像这个新的布或者一个新的酒一样,
they will destroy the old.
它会破坏旧的。
Our old beliefs,
我们以前的信仰,
must give way to the marvelous message of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
必然要让开去接受神奇妙的福音。
Now, some of us might want to take the new message,
或者有些人想接受这个新的信息,
the new message of the grace of God in Jesus Christ.
这个新的信息就是主耶稣基督里面的恩典。
They want to take a piece,
拿一些出来,
a little bit of it at a time.
一小小的拿出来,
what we're, some might be trying to do,
或者我们有些人尝试这样做,
is to patch up our old traditions,
拿少少的福音,
our old,
联系我们旧的传统里面,
our old ideas of life,
我们对生命一个旧的思想,
and use the new message of Christ and patch that up,
基督这个新的信息就连在我们这些旧东西上面。
But the message of Jesus Christ is to, meant to totally replace anything that was old in our lives.
但是主耶稣基督的福音的信息的原意是完全去取代我们旧生命的方式。
It's not meant to be useful patches in your life.
不是用来缝缝补补我们旧的生命。
We cannot retain our old beliefs and our old ideas.
我们不可以去留住我们旧的信仰或者旧的信念。
And try to make it compatible to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
让这些旧的东西去吻合主耶稣基督的福音。
So we must be ready.
所以我们必然要准备好。
To give up all our superstitions.
去放弃我们一切的迷信。
All our traditions.
放弃我们一切的传统。
And any other way.Of living our lives that we have designed for ourselves.
去放弃任何一个我们为自己而设的生活方式。
You can't just say I'll be comfortable living my life and I add on Jesus Christ.
你不可以说我要舒适的过活，只是将主耶稣基督加入我的生命里面。
You can't say I'll give Jesus Christ part of my life.
你不可以跟耶稣说，耶稣，我只是给我生命一部分给你。
You know, the things that are convenient in my spare time.
在我悠闲的时间，我方便的时间。
My spare energy.
我多余出来的力量。
My spare wealth.
我多余出来的富足。
Jesus says he requires all of you new.In him.
耶稣说 他要求的是整个新的你。
See, the gospel of Christ calls us to turn to him and him alone.
基督的福音所要求我们的是转向他，唯独是他。
That's the only way we will be free from the bondage of sin.
这个是唯一在罪里面得到释放的方法。
So if we are to receive the full grace of God,
如果我们要接受神完全的恩典，
to realize that our own wineskin, our own cloth cannot hold it.
我们要知道我们这个旧的衣服，我们这个旧的皮包是不可以捉得住。
Now there are many traditions and superstitions that have a grip on our lives that we might not even realize.
可能我们都不为意有很多旧的传统或者迷信还是掌握着我们。
How many of us believe, feel that we have to go visit the grave, on a certain day in a year?
有多少人还是觉得在某一个日子里面我们一定要去扫墓的呢？
When I was growing up,
当我在成长的时候，
I went to a church in Chinatown.
我是去唐人街一间嘅教会。
And they would have a day that they would bus some of the members of the church to go visit the gravesite.
佢哋会有一个日子咧，会租一架嘅巴士，将会友咧带到去坟地嗰度。
If I remember correctly, it was around Easter time.
如果我记得清楚咧，应该系复活节左右。
That they would that be the day that is supposed to go.
因为嗰日系应该要去嘅。
And I know that there's tradition still that many still follow.
我亦都知道呢个传统，好多人亦都系仲系跟住做嘅。
Now sometimes we discard those old traditions.
有时我哋会唔理会呢啲传统。
And these old superstitions.
我哋话呢啲系迷信。
We replace it.
我哋就取代咗佢。
We replace it with our own convenience.
取代咗就系用我哋嘅方便。
It's not convenient for me to go that day, so I'll figure out something else.
嗰日我唔方便去啦，我。另有安排。
And all you have done is replace one superstition for another.
其实你就是用一个的迷信去取代另外一个迷信。
They don't control your life, but you control your own now.
他们不再控制你的生命了，现在是你控制你的生命。
It is your tradition.
这个是你的传统。
That has taken hold of your life.
去控制你的生命。
We need to be humble enough.
我们要谦卑下来。
To acknowledge our sin.
谦卑到一个地步去承认我们的罪。
Yes, the sin that still clings to us.
没错，这些罪还缠绕我们。
The film upon our lives that is still there. The film that sticks.
就是这些的瑕疵还是黏着我们。
And we need to seek and receive forgiveness for our sins.
我们要去寻求 亦都接受我哋嘅罪得到赦免。
And freedom from the Lord.
亦都喺主里边得到释放。
That we would take hold of the new Christ.
我哋要捉紧主耶稣基督呢个新嘅。
With all his grace and splendor.
就喺佢嘅恩典，喺佢嘅荣华里边。
The new is so much better than the old.
因为呢个新嘅比旧嘅系更加更加嘅好。
Let us begin the new year.
让我哋开始呢个新嘅一年。
With the newness that comes in Christ.
就是凭着主耶稣基督的新来开始。
I'd like to for us to spend some time therefore.
让我们用一些时间。
As we're preparing for this new year.
当我们去准备这个新的一年。
And we ask the Lord to help examine our hearts.
我们求主帮助我们去省察我们的心。
That he will help us to see.
求神帮助我们去看到。
The sin that still holds has hold on our lives.
还有什么罪是缠绕我们的？
And we ask that God would help us.
我们求神帮助我们。
Free us from them.
让我们得到释放。
By his grace.
凭着他的恩典。
Let's spend a moment in silent prayer before the Lord.
让我们安静地在主面前来默祷。
As we ask him to examine our, help us to examine our lives.
我们求神帮助我们去审查我们的生命。